Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and we have a great visit with our good friend Pierce and Jane Howard. Dr. Pierce and Jane Howard are here. The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work, second edition, is out. Owner's Manual for Happiness, that's Pierce's new book. The Owner's Manual for Personality from 12 to 22. If you're 23, I'm sure there's another version coming out soon. Jane, thanks again for being here. Pierce, it's good to have you too. Okay, we've been talking about personality traits as they affect the team and the teamwork, folks. That's what we've been working on so far. Pierce, you have new research on this. Tell us about it.
Well, the new research that I have been doing recently has to do with how people behave under stress. Do their traits change when they're under stress? And people have been claiming for years that they know what happens, but I've never found any data to back up these claims. The result of our recent research shows that when people have a tendency in one direction or the other, like they prefer to be alone or they prefer to be around other people, as opposed to being somewhere in between, mm-hmm. they have a preference one or the other. When they are under stress, what happens is they tend to be more extreme in that direction.
Hmm. So if I'm an introvert and I'm under stress, I become more closed off?
You tend to become more closed off.
And if I'm an extrovert, what do I do?
More party time, more family time.
Wow.
If you're a perfectionist, you become more obsessive. If you're a truster, you tend to become more trusting.
But how could I become more perfect, Jane? That's what I see. I'm a little confused. So I'm like a category of one. Is that right? Why are you laughing?
We tend to become more extreme in under those stressful times, and then as the stress lessens, we return to our normal personality.
But
how does that manifest? I mean, where is the problem? It sounds obvious, but what are the problem things to be concerned about if that happens?
I'll give you an example. One of our sub-traits under need for stability is what we call intensity. And what that can mean is someone scores high, meaning that they have a pretty short trigger and they get angry pretty rapidly, mm-hmm. that under stress, that anger can be almost an ongoing issue for them. If we have somebody who has a really low score on intensity under stress, you might not be able to get a rise out of them at all, and mm-hmm. yet they need to respond if somebody's doing damage to the team and you need
but,
to get rid
but
of
is
that
it, person. Couldn't some of these things be good, though? I mean, I'll give you an example. I'll just use myself. I've got a responsibility trait a mile wide, and I always have had. You can count on me. If I say it, if I'm supposed to be somewhere, if I need, I'm going to give you something, I'm there. The more stress I'm under, the more I work, I do that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go off the chart that way. Isn't that kind of a good thing, though?
It may or may not be. And that's what we need to be alert for.
Yeah.
Is my resorting to my comfort zone a good thing in this situation, or is it going to get me in trouble?
Yeah. Well, is it comfort or fear?
Because
when I move in that direction, I'm afraid. Right?
Exactly. I mean, it's resorting to your training.
Right. Back to your default, right?
Exactly. You're
going back to your default. And so the question then is not whether you're going to go to your default. The question is whether going in that direction is good or bad.
Exactly.
Okay. Give us another example of how it might be bad.
Well, under stress, we know that if we are getting regular aerobic exercise, that can help us burn up mm-hmm. cortisol mm-hmm. in our system that our bodies release when we're under stress, mm-hmm. and can help us sleep better, can help us feel better, can help us be more prepared to deal with that.
So maybe if everybody's stressed out, we just need to all go outside and walk around a little bit.
Yeah.
Get some fresh air. Get some fresh air. So, all right. So, this is fascinating stuff. So like if a person is an introvert and that when we put them under stress, if they miss work one day, they've gone to that other side, haven't they?
Could be, yeah.
Very likely.
Yeah.
So personal time off can be helpful.
Very interesting. Very interesting, folks. This is the kind of stuff you get from Pierce and Jane, ladies and gentlemen. It's fascinating to me. CENTACS.com is the website. Jane and Pierce Howard, thank you for being here. Good job. And thanks for all the great years of support you've given us.
Pleasure, Jim.
Thank you.
See you next time. Pierce and Jane Howard, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when they joined us. And so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.